This is Soliloquy, the ramblings of a madwoman with a soothing voice.
How insulting is it that you were rejected by a serial killer? I mean, sure, at first you were grateful you were spared, but why wasn't your skin nice enough to wear as a coat? Is it the freckles? Maybe your complexion is just a bit too uneven? I hear drinking water helps. I mean, it's not the best skin, but I mean, not even a finger or an ear. You hear his first victim, Yolanda. That woman's very pretty. Carved from ebony and onyx, the next one ivory. Maybe you just weren't his type. No worries, there's always next time. But does it sting? I mean, you two made eye contact. It's almost like a slap in the face. Today, I would very much like to die. I'm not sad or depressed, but with perfect clarity in my mind, I lust to cease my existence. I'm very throat-oriented this time. Maybe a scalpel along my jugular or two strong hands wrapped around my neck staring coldly into my eyes, watching the lights behind them vanish. I could do it myself, but with the lack of sex as of late, I feel like I could really use the intimacy. I mean, there's always hanging. That almost feels like a hug, right?
It's horrifying what time does to your loved ones, to you. I want to always remind you what you've never thought to be afraid of. The uncomfortable texture of blood and shattered teeth with fillings that fill an oral orifice, just like yours. Have you ever thought of that sensation before? Isn't it awful? As terrible as the feel of scratchy legs across your eardrum? Water smothering your only means of air as a towel is draped over your face? An angry mob staring you down, their faces twisted and angry, looking to sacrifice you to sate their rage because you are different. Is it more or less comforting coming from a soothing voice?
I usually don't go for redheads. They're just not my thing. There's nothing wrong with them in particular. It's just redheads. I don't know. I prefer brunettes. Chestnut browns, blue eyes, pretty pink lips and freckles, fair skin. She wasn't my usual type, but I liked her. I wanted her. I just had to pick up the nerve to talk to her. It's embarrassing to admit, but... Well, it's difficult for me to talk to women. It's embarrassing. It really is. And she looked the type where, well, you'd have to say the right thing to her. That first line is very important. She has a stony, hard face, but very soft, pretty features. Full lips in the shape of a bow. Freckles darting across her cheeks. Skin like cream. And ginger red hair. Oh, it's so pretty. I'd love to run my fingers through it. She was reading. A girl like that, she probably gets approached often, usually by men, and women might make her uncomfortable, so that opening line is very, very important. I take in what she's wearing. Dark black pants. Maybe she was a waiter at a restaurant. Maybe a diner. Her hair was tied back with pins. Yes, definitely a waitress. What was she reading? She was reading a manga in public. A woman probably in her mid-20s, early 30s. Reliving nostalgia, I recognize it. It's Sailor Moon. There's my inn. I walk by casually. I pretend to accidentally notice the manga. I get excited. I talk about my childhood nostalgia with her. Her eyes light up. Yes, I've got her. I introduce myself. I go ahead and pull the forward card. Maybe if I can make her blush, she thinks I can stroke her ego. She'll keep me around for just a little longer. I tell her how pretty she is and how often she must hear it. Her face flushes. She looks away. Her smile is genuine. Her teeth aren't perfect. I can see a cavity forming on the front left canine. It doesn't matter. It doesn't take anything away from her. She gives me her name. I ask if I can sit. She motions to the empty chair. We talk. I order us coffee and dessert. I insist I pay. I'm the one who intruded on her. I awkwardly ask, would it be weird if I got her number or maybe her Facebook if she wasn't comfortable with that? Maybe we could go out again for coffee sometime and discuss other things that we grew up with that other people just don't quite seem to understand. She humbly smiles. I can't get enough of that. She gives me her Facebook. She gives me her phone number. She tells me she's free tomorrow. Wonderful. I text her as soon as I get home. I know it seems eager, but I mean, we do have plans for tomorrow. I let her know the bad news. My car's having trouble. Maybe next time she seems eager to offer me a ride. Fantastic. I'm nervous. I'm giddy. It's going to be hard to sleep. She comes over the next morning. God, she's beautiful. I was never much for redheads, but her, she was the exception. I motioned her in. I told her we were earlier than planned and I had some snacks I was hoping she would try. I'm no slouch in the kitchen. I'm not ashamed to admit I was just trying to impress her. She sat down. I pulled out my good loose leaf tea. I have a diffuser that's shaped like a old-fashioned scuba man. She thought it was cute. I served her cucumber sandwiches, trying to show just what a proper lady I was. She started to fall asleep. Now the fun begins. I put her in a red dress. Red hair, red dress, scandalous. There are freckles that dot her shoulder. I add red lipstick. Red on red on red to accentuate her features all the more. Her skin almost looks translucent. I tie her down. I can't have her getting away. She's so pretty. I wait for her to wake up. She seems scared. She screams, but no words come out. I've already removed her tongue. Yes, she's beautiful, just like a doll. Then I give her a little kiss on her forehead, and then I give her a little kiss on her lips, and then I stick in the needle and begin operations. I am no doctor, so I guess it wouldn't be an operation at all, but I'm very skilled in taxidermy. And now her, tied up in tanned leather and her pretty red dress, for all eternity, she looks so pretty with the rest of them. I love having girlfriends.